Welcome today to our interview series with outstanding professionals. I'm Stephen Ibaraki, and I'm conducting our regular chat sessions with Martin Slostra, the longtime powerhouse editor, director, and writer. Martin, thank you for coming in today to chat and share your insights with the audience.
Oh, you're welcome, Steve.
Martin, today I wanted to get your viewpoints on corporate social responsibilities, and because there seems to be a movement in that area.
Yeah, I think there's a lot happening in that whole area. I think if you just look at the IT industry, companies are becoming more and more aware that they can do more for society. I think following the example of Bill Gates, corporate philanthropy seems to be becoming more and more popular and just giving back. Bill Gates, for example, is taking more of his time just devoting to personal causes or issues such as third world education and helping with AIDS research and things like that. And I think that's a good example to follow, and I wish IT companies in Canada would do more for social causes. Corporate social responsibility is a huge area. It's not just about ethics and governance, but it's about doing more for your local community, contributing to charity. I would challenge the IT industry to think about it some more, to follow an example set by people like Bill Gates and Paul Allen and Warren Buffett and such, and see what can be done locally and on a national level.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I understand you're into connecting online communities. Can you talk more about that?
Yeah, our own church, the church I attend here in Brampton where I live, launched a program just before Christmas called iCare. And what it's like is it's an eBay for people in need. So it works two ways. You can list items that you require. So typically it may be poor or single-parent families have basic needs such as bedding, mattresses, furniture, small appliances. And they can post their needs on this website and then... Or if they had something they would like to donate, they can list these things. And we tapped into that, and it's actually based on something called FreeCycle, which has 2,000 registered users in Brampton. And that, but in checking out, we just noticed there's lots of needs on there, and we've decided as a church to get involved with this. So we're helping with that. So we developed a program called iCare, which just helps people who have basic needs. And we tap into the website, we see where the needs are, and then we have volunteers who come in and are willing to do pickups and deliveries and make sure that these items go, so they're not just thrown out, but they find a new home. And the other part of it is there's a lot of corporations out there that are willing to donate. It could be local retailers or companies, bedding, mattress, the suppliers, manufacturers who are donating goods to us as well. And what we do is we try to find a home for these goods. And the great thing about this is all online. And online makes this possible. If it wasn't for online or the internet or access in the community, online community like this, it wouldn't be possible. So this program has just taken off. We launched it just before Christmas, and 3 months later, we're going to make it a year-round program.
Well, it's interesting. It sounds like you've picked up a lot of experience in doing this activity in terms of social responsibility and social networking and connecting communities and so forth. Have you ever considered providing consulting services in these areas?
Well, this started out as a hobby almost, but I can see the potential. I think this is something you could do right across Canada from community. We had some other cities and towns express an interest in doing this as well. It's just a matter of finding somebody who has the energy and the time to devote to something like this. But, I think that the potential is unlimited. And the technology is there. It's so easy because the price of technology, the computer, the software, online access has become so much cheaper. So virtually everybody is online these days. And what a great way to tap into this. You just have millions of people who you can just mobilize millions of people at the same time by going online instead of the old conventional way, which is to use the telephone or to connect in person. So I think this is just a great example of technology being used for the better of society.
So, you know, you talk about online and that increasingly the world itself is being engaged online. I know that there's over a billion people in the world right now who are online and connected in some way. What impact do you think this is going to have then in general, like a merger acquisition activity perhaps, or an IT media? Where is it all going? What are your viewpoints on this?
Yeah, we're seeing profound changes in media and communications. People are interacting with, traditional television, newspapers, it seems to be not the same way as before. People are going much online, much faster. They're connecting much easier. It's all instant messaging. And, for us who grew up in the traditional media with print newspapers and magazines, it's all a bit shocking to us. And, it's changed everything. So, we'll see. I don't know exactly where it's all going to go, but we've seen traditional media outlets really have struggling to stay profitable. They've downsized a lot, and some of us even have had to look at different careers because of it. But we'll see.
So you're seeing sort of like a shift, I guess, in attitudes, and I guess Gen X and Gen Y, or the millennials, I guess that they call them, for Gen
Y. Well, it is great to see a much more interest in environmental issues and social justice issues in the next generation. And I think corporations need to respond to that. Younger people want to work for a place that has the very good corporate values and ethics, and a good sense of getting involved in the community. And I think companies and corporations will need to respond to that. It's not just about ethics and good governance. It goes beyond that. It's contributing to society in general and to being responsible, whether it's just recycling or urging your employees to get more involved with local charities. It's a whole quality of life issue that we're seeing the next generation take much more committed to this. So I think companies will have to rethink this whole area of social responsibility. And it's not just basic corporate philanthropy and will they donate some money or will participate in some kind of local event. It just goes well beyond that. I think it's just a huge growing area that companies should become more aware of. There's just so much need out there, so many charities looking, and not just the big organized ones, but much smaller community-based ones. There's so much need out there.
Martin, what are your plans for the future?
Well, we, as a lot of our listeners are probably aware, IT Business Group was acquired by our competition, IT World, about a month ago, which leads to the inevitable downsizing. And as a result of that, I'm in a position where I'm going to be moving on to something else and new. So I spent 22 great years with IT Business Group, started out as staff writer at Computing Canada, eventually moved up to editorial director for the 6 print publications and the website we had. But now that period is over, so I'm definitely looking for some new areas, new interests, follow where my passions are. So, we'll see. I'm not sure yet. There's definitely, like I said, there's all kinds of new opportunities out there, but we'll see.
Can we still find you blogging?
Not yet. That's a good question. There are so many blogs out there right now. I did experiment with a personal blog for a few months, but I don't think blogs are the way to go necessarily. I still think you need some other type of platform, let's say, or a column or something like that.
I see. So you see blogs as sort of a part of a formula or a bigger sort of structure.
Yeah, I still think there's a lot of room for the traditional media organizations. Where people have, for example, where you have a database of regular readers. It's very difficult for an individual person to build up a whole circulation database or a number of readers. That already exists. Most of the traditional media newspapers already have large circulations. So what would be great, though, if you could tap into that, if they made those databases of names more available to outside publishers. That really is where the value is.
Do you think that you'll be able to tie in your passion for communities and social responsibilities in your future?
I hope to. I'm counting on, you know, you think about how many different companies there are out there in the IT industry alone. There's hundreds, and right now, you know, they're offering their basic products and services. But I hope that other people will see a need like this as well, and hope to become more involved.
Well, Martin, I always enjoy our time together because you have such a long background of continual success and innovation and creating insights that have been appreciated by a huge audience for a long time. So, again, I want to continue this engagement and thank you for taking the time to spend with us and sharing your thoughts with the audience.
Okay, not a problem, Steve. And I'll look forward to talking to you next time.